I want to start with a Tuesday night, 10 p.m. A man sitting alone in his truck in his own driveway. We'll call him Marcus. He's 41. He pays the mortgage on the house behind him, the car notes for two vehicles he never drives, and the tuition for a kid who calls him twice a year. He is, by every number, a provider. He does not run out. He does not quit. And if you asked Marcus to name one person who'd show up, not to borrow something, not to ask for a favor, but just to sit with him on a hard night, he would go very quiet for a very long time. Marcus is useful to a whole lot of people. He is needed by almost none of them. And he would never say that out loud, because the script he was handed said, "Providing is the job, and if you're still standing, you must be doing it right." So he sits in his truck and scrolls his phone and tells himself he's fine. He's not fine. And the loneliness he feels has a name, but it's not the name anyone ever gave him. Before we go any further, I want to say something plainly, because this show is for men and it's going to treat you like one. Marcus is not the problem. The loneliness Marcus is sitting in right now was not caused by a flaw in Marcus. It was caused by a shape, a role with a very specific design, and that design has a name. We call it the loan provider. The loan provider sends everything out, the money, the time, the energy, the heavy lifting. Everything flows one direction, away from him. And the design never includes a path back. Nobody built in a return. Nobody said, "And here's how Marcus gets refilled." So, of course, after enough years of sending it all out, he ends up alone in his truck, wondering where it all went. That's not a character problem. It's what happens when one person carries the load, and the load was never designed to carry him back. The provider shape is the thing that left Marcus cold. Not Marcus. Here's where the books come in, and specifically, Book 1. The book describes something called the grandmother function. Now the name is grandma's, because that's the one person in most families who holds everything together without funding it all. She's the one people come back to, call first, gather around. But the book is quick to say something important. That function does not belong to any one kind of person. It doesn't have a gender. It doesn't require a particular role. It requires one thing, someone willing to hold the center. So, what is the center? The center is where the flow comes back to, not where it starts, not where it funds, where it returns. The center is the person who connects two people who've never met, but should. The one who remembers the birthday and makes the call. The one who knows that your brother-in-law is good with cars and your neighbor's car is making a sound. The center is not the one who writes the check. The center is the one who weaves the net. And a net, unlike a wallet, does not run out. Now I want to be honest about something, because this show is not going to pretend the history doesn't exist. A lot of men grew up being handed one job description, provide, and being told that doing it well was the whole of what a man was for. Nobody was trying to trap them. In many cases, it was the best thing the people before them knew how to say. But the design they inherited is the loan provider design, and as we just looked at, that design has a built-in dead end. You send it all out. Nothing comes back, and one day, you end up running on empty in your own driveway. What makes this a men's story is not that men are worse at this. It's that men were handed the shape more completely, with less permission to push back on it, fewer people checking if they were okay, and a stronger signal that asking for anything in return was a sign of weakness. So the jar inside, Marcus. The jar we all carry that needs other people to put things into it. That jar went a long time without getting filled. And a man whose jar has been empty for years is not a hard man. He's a starved one. This is not about blame. It's about the shape and what it costs. Here's something worth sitting with, because people have quietly known this for a long time, even when they didn't have a word for it. When researchers looked at the patterns of older communities and tighter neighborhoods, before the world got so spread out, they kept finding something that surprised them. The men who were most respected and most woven into the community were not always the biggest earners. They were the ones who knew everybody, who connected things, who held the middle. They were the ones people went to not to borrow money, but to ask what to do. Now, researchers who study what keeps communities healthy have found that people with strong ties, real ones, not just contacts, tend to live longer and weather hard times better than people who are more isolated. That's not a surprise. What's interesting is who the connectors were, often the man who set up the chairs at the gathering, who made the introduction, who remembered who needed what. The center. The thing is, that role didn't just keep the community going. It kept those men going too. They were needed in a way that money alone never produces. And the interesting part, the part that matters for Marcus, is that role didn't disappear from the world. It just got left to fill itself. Now, here's the pushback I can already hear, because it's the right one. When you say be the connector, hold the center, weave the nets, a lot of men are going to hear get in touch with your feelings dressed up in different words. And that's a reasonable thing to hear. We've all sat through enough of that to be skeptical. So let me be clear about what this is and what it isn't. This is not feelings talk. This is power talk. The man who holds the center is not the one who opens up at the retreat. He's the one who calls when he heard your car wouldn't start. The one who tells the hiring manager about the good candidate he met 3 months ago. The one who says you two should know each other's and means it. That's not soft. That's how things get done between people who trust each other. And here's the part the skeptic should lean into. The man who holds the center knows things the loan provider never gets to know. He knows who can be trusted and who can't. He knows who's actually good at what they say they're good at. He's the one people come to when they need to know who to call. That's not sentimental. That's a real kind of power. The feelings crowd is doing something different. This is about being woven in, and woven in men don't end up alone in their trucks. So let's go back to Marcus, same man, same Tuesday night. But let's say something is different. A few months earlier, something small happened. He'd run into a guy from the gym, call him Darnell, who mentioned he was trying to get a landscaping business off the ground. And Marcus knew a guy who'd been trying to find someone reliable to handle his property. It took Marcus 30 seconds to make that introduction. He didn't charge anything. He didn't even think about it much. But Darnell got a contract out of it, and the property guy got someone he could actually count on, and both of them remembered exactly how that happened. Then Marcus ran into a woman from his block who was job hunting in accounting. Marcus barely knew her, but he knew someone at a firm downtown. He made the call, another 30 seconds, and she got an interview. She got the job. Now here's where something shifts for Marcus. The next time his water heater goes out, Darnell shows up on a Saturday with a friend who knows plumbing, for free, just because. And the woman from the block, who he barely knew, calls to tell him the firm is hiring again and asks if he has anyone. Marcus didn't write a check. He didn't carry anything heavy. He wove a net, and now the net holds him too. That's not a metaphor. That's how it works. Every time, whenever someone picks up the center job. Let's stay with why this works, because it's worth understanding all the way through. Not just, that's a nice story. The loan provider runs out because the math is impossible. One person sourcing everything, many people drawing from it. Nobody set out to drain him, the shape just drains. The center man doesn't run out because he's not the source, he's the connector. The value doesn't come from him, it moves between other people, through him. So when it comes back around, it's not diminished, it's still full. It's the same value, still circling. But here's the second thing, and it's actually bigger than the math. When Marcus was the loan provider, people needed what he paid for. When Marcus became the center, people needed him, the actual man, the one who knew Darnell, the one who had the number, the one who remembered who to call. That's a different kind of being needed. You can replace a check. You cannot replace a man who is woven into your life. And the man who is woven in, who people come back to, who is the node the net runs through, that man has something that no amount of providing ever built. He has a place. He belongs somewhere in the way that matters, the way that shows up when the water heater goes out on a Saturday. Before you decide, this sounds like a lot of work, I want you to notice something. You've already done this. You've already been the center at least once, probably more than once. Think about the last time you knew two people who needed to know each other and you made the call. Or the time you knew somebody who could fix a thing someone else was stuck on, and you gave out the number without being asked. You didn't plan it as a strategy. You didn't think of it as holding the center. You just did it because it was obvious and easy and it cost you nothing. That's all this is, except on purpose, all the time, instead of by accident when the moment lands. The reason it doesn't happen more is not that men are bad at it. It's that nobody gave them permission to call it a job. Nobody said, this is what you do, and it matters. So they do it once and move on and don't realize they just dropped something real into a jar that's going to find its way back. You already know how to do this. The only move is to do it with your eyes open. All right, let's bring this to you because it stops being useful the second it's only about Marcus. So let me ask you a few honest questions and actually sit with them. First, where in your life are you the loan provider right now? Where is the giving going one way, out, and the shape has no path back to you? Be honest with yourself. It might be your house, your job, one relationship that's been running on your account for years. Second, where are you already being the center without knowing it? Where do people already come to you to find out who to call? That's the muscle. That's what you're building on, not starting from zero. And third, and this one matters the most, who in your life needs an introduction you've been sitting on? Not a favor you can't afford. Just two people who'd be better off knowing each other, and you're the one who could make that happen with a text. You probably just thought of someone. That's the beginning. That's literally it. So here's your one thing this week, and it is genuinely one thing. Small, free, 10 seconds. Find the two people in your world who'd be better off knowing each other. The buddy who's job hunting and the guy you know who's hiring. The neighbor who's handy and the friend whose toilet keeps running. The woman who makes something beautiful and the person who'd love to buy it. Then make the introduction. A text, a phone call, a here you two should talk and mean it. That's the whole assignment. You're not providing anything. You're not carrying anything. You're just starting one small bit of flow between two people. And somewhere in the back of your mind, you already know this goes both ways. The man who introduces people well is the man people remember when they have something good to pass along. That's what holding the center feels like in real life. Not a program, not a plan. One text. Send it this week. The jar fills one drop at a time, and you just drop something in. So that's where we start with this. The loan provider shape was never designed to hold you up. It was only designed to let you hold everyone else up. But the center is a different shape entirely. It's the one the net runs through. the one everything comes back to, the one people need in the way that outlasts any check. Marcus isn't done yet. Neither are you. Next time, we go straight at the loudest thing that keeps a man from picking up the center role. The old story that says you don't actually need anyone, and needing is weakness. We're going to look at that one hard, because it's the thing standing between most men and a life where the jar stays full. Watched over, as always, by Daisy. I'll see you there.